With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. House lawmakers are debating this week on a long-delayed farm bill with major fights emerging over ethanol fuel policy and pesticide liability protections. Republican leaders are pushing to advance a five-year measure covering commodity programs, crop insurance, conservation, and nutrition assistance. Reports show more than 300 amendments have reportedly been filed ahead of floor consideration. One of the most closely watched proposals would allow year-round nationwide sales of E15 gasoline, a higher ethanol fuel blend backed by corn growers and biofuel groups. Supporters say the move would expand corn demand and lower fuel prices, while some refiners oppose changes tied to federal blending requirements. Another contentious issue involves language that would limit state and court challenges to federally approved pesticide labels. Supporters say the provision would create uniform national standards, while critics argue it could shield chemical manufacturers from lawsuits. House passage would send the bill to the Senate for further negotiations. U.S. farmers continue planting corn at a faster-than-normal pace, with soybean seeding also running ahead of average despite wet weather in parts of the Midwest. That coming from the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture Crop Progress Report. The USDA said 25% of the nation's corn crop was planted as of April 26th, up from 11% a week earlier. That topped last year's 22% pace and the five-year average of 19%. Early corn emergence reached 7%, also ahead of normal levels. Soybean planting reached 23%, up from 12% the previous week. That exceeded last year's 17% pace and nearly doubled the five-year average of just 12%. Soybean emergence was reported at 8%. Winter wheat conditions remain a concern, with only 30% of the crop rated good to excellent. Another 35% was rated fair, and 35% was considered poor to very poor. Analysts said favorable planting progress could pressure grain markets if weather remains cooperative. New efforts by the Trump administration to impose fresh import tariffs are drawing concern across U.S. agriculture, where producers fear another round of retaliatory trade measures could weaken export demand for key commodities. The administration is pursuing alternative tariff authorities after court setbacks challenged earlier trade actions. According to reports, farm groups and commodity traders are closely watching developments because previous tariff disputes led to reduced overseas purchases of soybeans, pork, and other grains. Analysts say renewed trade friction could come at a difficult time for farmers already dealing with lower commodity prices and elevated production costs. China, Mexico, and Canada remain among the most important buyers of U.S. agricultural goods, making market access a top priority for rural America. Some economists say tariffs can support domestic manufacturing goals, but agriculture often absorbs collateral damage when trading partners respond with duties on farm products. Drought conditions have expanded across large sections of the United States, increasing concern for pasture land, livestock producers, and summer crop prospects. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows widespread dryness in parts of the plains, Midwest, and West, where limited rainfall has reduced soil moisture and stressed rangeland. Producers in affected areas are watching forecasts closely as corn and soybean planting advances. Cattle ranchers often feel drought first as pasture growth slows and hay supplies tighten, forcing some operations to buy feed or reduce herd sizes. Row crop farmers also worry that persistent dryness could hurt germination and early season development. Meteorologists say timely spring rains could still improve conditions in some regions, but continued heat and below normal precipitation would heighten any risks. Weather remains one of the biggest market drivers for grains and livestock, with traders closely monitoring each forecast update. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.